All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right and staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you were baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on a narrow, straight, gate path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, appreciative, and take it one day at a time. Most definitely, y'all, let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes on our back, and a roof over our head. Let us thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, getting us through the afternoon, getting us through the evening. He is constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, his word, his only begotten son dying for our sins. There's so much things the Lord has done for us throughout our lifetime and continues to keep doing for us because his mercy endures forever. Amen. He keeps his promises. He protects his people. All right. So always praise him and thank him. Rejoice. Give him a shout. Give him a song. Hallelujah. Always sing to him, y'all. Praise him. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let us always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let us always pray for each other, support each other, intercede for one another, comfort one another. All those beautiful things, people. Brothers and sisters of the faith all over the world. Let's be together and be on one accord for the Lord. Amen. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the scattered Israelites among the nations, all ends of the earth. Much love to the churches and ministries out there with the sound doctrine, the fellowships, the gathering, the peace, the love, the harmony. Much love to the previous martyrs, current martyrs, soon to be martyrs, and future martyrs, the isolated believers, the brave, courageous, bold people of faith who are being persecuted for the gospel and for his namesake. Amen. Prayers and comfort to all of them out there. Much love to the great tribulation saints down the road. Much love to all the grafted and Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, everybody. Much love to all the brand new converts, anyone who just getting life to Christ. God bless you. Anyone who just got baptized. God bless you. Anyone who just repented, just became a believer. God bless you as well. Welcome. Love all of you. Welcome everybody, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord, all the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted, grafted in, it is all right. Let us gather together and praise the Lord. Sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Rejoice, always rejoice. Make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound. Play an instrument, cry out to him, sing, dance, express yourself to the Lord, okay? Always serve him with gladness and joy. And always worship in spirit and truth. Amen. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God for your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord God for your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night, in a twinkling of an eye. He has come back with them angels. He's come back with a shout. He is coming back, y'all, at an hour nobody knows but the Father. Amen. So let us be washed by the water, by the word, by the washing of the water, by the word. Let us be presentable, blameless, and spotless before he returns. Let us keep the commandments, keep the word of God, keep the law, statutes, commandments, keep the Torah, keep the testimony of Jesus, keep the gospel, keep all of God's word, y'all. Let us keep being doers of the word. Let us be more better examples. Let's keep helping people along our journey. Let's constantly keep spreading the gospel, constantly keep doing a great commission. Amen. Keep winning those souls out there. Keep representing for the Most High. Keep being salt to the earth, light to the world, ambassadors for Christ, vessels, instruments for God, all those things, people. Praise the Most High always, y'all. Let the Lord keep revealing himself to us more often through dreams, visions, encounters, and various ways of communication from here on out. Let us know the Lord better. Let's get more close to him. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let's obey the law, such commandments. Let's obey all of his words. And let's constantly keep being better listeners and more obedient to what he has for us. Amen. Let's be in alignment, and let's be steadfast and firm forever, okay? Stay strong, people. Hang in there, okay? You are not alone. Praise the Lord, all right? Now, in today's message, what I'm going to do is go through today's Bible reading, go through recommended reading scriptures, and then go through commentary. From there, we'll close out with a prayer. We'll close out with a priestly blessing. All right. So here we go. All right. Today's Bible reading is the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 5, verses 1 through 7. The recommended reading scriptures are the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 15, verses 25, all the way through 1 Chronicles, chapter 16, verse 36, also Psalm 33. And also the book of John, chapter 4, verses 21 through 24. All right, the title of this commentary is Nice Flight. When you get on a plane to travel, whether across the country or across an ocean, what do you hope will happen? Do you wish for lightning, turbulence, and a seatmate who has a whooping cough? No. When you fly, you want a predictable and routine trip. No delays, no hair-raising episodes, or near-death experiences. Even if those events might later make for a good story at a party. No, you're seeking an uneventful flight. Downright boring suits you just fine. Some people attend church hoping for the predictable and routine, the uneventful and boring. Author and pastor Max Lucado writes, "People on a plane and people on a pew have a lot in common. All are on a journey. For many, the mark of a good flight and the mark of a good worship assembly are the same. Nice, we like to say. It was a nice flight. It was a nice worship service. Many people go home from church unchanged and unaltered. A few, however, long for something better than nice. Solomon reminds us that when we worship, we go on a journey. Worship leads us to encounter and experience the living God. As worshipers, we do our best to prepare ourselves, purifying our hearts, clearing our minds, opening our ears, keeping our promises, and humbling our posture before God. What are a few tactics to prepare oneself for worship? One might be quietly and calmly praying for focus and attention during the service, whether that be done sitting on the edge of the bed after waking up, sitting in the car, in the parking lot, or sitting in the pew before the pastor stands. Others might entail listening attentively to the words before being sung by the praise band, the choir, or the worship leader, taking one's Bible to worship and reading the passages to be examined, perhaps even preparing to take notes in the margins of the Bible, or being open to discuss the service with others who may have questions just as you do. The next time you attend a worship service, remember the admonition of verses 1 through 3. Prepare your heart so that the offering of worship isn't just so much wasted breath. Focus on the reality that God is in heaven and you are on earth, understanding that you're entering the very presence of a holy and awesome God who listens, watches, and loves to hear our worship. A heart that's properly prepared for worship doesn't simply endure the journey. It hopes for the memorable, not the mundane. It prepares itself for a marvelous adventure in the presence of the God of the universe, and it expects and works toward a deeper relationship with the Creator. Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What does worship mean to you? What steps do you take to prepare for worship? Think through particular times of worship you've experienced. When was the last time you identified the experience as awesome? What steps can you take to repeat that experience? Amen. Praise the Lord. All right. So that is the commentary. All right. Got to always be thankful and stay prayed up in these times, people, and embrace your encounters with the Most High. Embrace that prayer life. All right. So that is the word. All right. What I love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So here we go. He is the God of heaven and earth. Praise him. He is the God of Shem. He's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. He's the God of Israel. He's the God of the Hebrews. Praise the Lord, y'all. He's the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise the Lord, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins and rose up 3 days later, y'all. Praise the Messiah. Much love to him. He shed his blood for all of our sins, iniquities, transgressions, all of our wrongdoings. His blood cleansed it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Lord, the advocate. Praise the Lord, the almighty, true, living God. Praise the Lord, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel. He is the cornerstone. He is the counselor, wonderful counselor, the creator, the dayspring, the deliverer, the desire of the nations, the door, the elect of God, Emmanuel. God is with us. Eternal life, everlasting Father, faith and true witness, faithful and true, the faithful witness, the first and last, the first begotten, the firstborn from the dead, firstborn over all creation, the forerunner, the gate, the glory of the Lord, God, the good shepherd, the great high priest, the great shepherd, the head of the church, the heir of all things, the high priest, the heir of all things, holy and true, the holy one, the hope, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am, the I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nisai, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the judge of Israel, the judge, king eternal. He is a king of Israel. Amen. He is a king of kings. Hallelujah. He is a king of kings and Lord of lords. Hosanna, Hosanna of the highest praise. Hosanna, the son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. King of saints, king of the ages, king of the Jews, the king, the lamb of God, the lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise him. The Lord is holiness. The Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my portion. The Lord is my banner. Praise him, y'all. He is my refuge, my mighty fortress, good fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my redeemer, my salvation, my strength, my song, my shield, my buckler, my provider. Praise him, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahawashai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahayashai, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua, Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahayashaya, Adonai, Abba. He is a consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He's the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus, y'all. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Search and seek him with all your heart and you will find him. He is a reward to those who seek him diligently. Got to believe in him. Got to have faith in him. Got to trust him. Know he could do for you. Know he could know that he exists and know how much amazing things he could do and turn your life around in a twinkling of an eye in a split second, y'all. Praise him. We know for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God is on our lives forever. The mighty hand of God is on our lives forever. The finger of God will be on our lives forever. Amen. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. Call on him and he'll show you great, mighty things, people. Pray, ask for the Father what you need in his son's name and it shall be given to you. Due time and perfect time and his timing is perfect. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord, y'all. Times are a lot more intense and changing and fast, but the Lord is with us. Amen. He is with us, y'all. Y'all stay strong. Your faith made you well. Your faith saved you. Your faith overcame the world. Your faith got your blessings. Amen. Praise the Lord, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the resurrection and life, the resurrection, the resurrected, the life, the revelation, the revelator, the righteous branch, the righteous one, the radiant one, the perfect example, the rock, the root of David, the rose of Sharon, the ruler of God's creation, the ruler of the kings of the earth, the Savior, the seed of woman, the shepherd and bishop of souls, the Shiloh, the son of Abraham, the son of David, the son of God, the son of man, son of the blessed, son of the most high God. He is a source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the son of righteousness, the just one, the one mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word made flesh, the living word. Praise him. We know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. We know that his word is purifying silver, just as David said in Psalms. And we know that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So that is the message, okay? Now, what I'd love to do as I close out is give y'all the prayer and the priestly blessing on the way out, all right? So here we go. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the honor and the glory forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom. Amen. Selah. Barakathah. I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.